Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
Sweet Meditations on Christ by Charles H. Spurgeon, 1834 through 1892. My meditation of him shall be sweet, Psalm 104, verse 30. Christian, thou needest no greater inducement to excite thee than the subject here proposed. My meditation of him shall be sweet. To whom does that word him refer? I suppose it may refer to all the three persons of the glorious Trinity. My meditation upon Jehovah shall be sweet. And verily, if you sit down to meditate upon God the Father, and muse upon his sovereign, immutable, unchangeable love toward his elect people, if you think of God the Father as the great author and originator of the plan of salvation, if you think of him as the mighty being who, by two immutable things wherein it is impossible for him to lie, Hebrews 6, verse 18, hath given us strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to Christ Jesus. If you look to him as the giver of his only begotten Son, and who, for the sake of that Son, his best gift, will with him also freely give us all things, if you consider him as having ratified the covenant and pledged himself ultimately to complete all his stipulations in the ingathering of every chosen ransomed soul, you will perceive that there is enough to engross your meditation forever, even were your attention limited to the manifestation of the Father's love. Or, if you choose to do so, you may meditate upon God the Holy Spirit. Consider his marvelous operations on your own heart, how he quickened it when you were dead in trespasses and sins, how he brought you nigh to Jesus when you were a lost sheep, wandering far from the fold, how he called you with such a mighty efficacy that you could not resist his voice, how he drew you with the bands of love that would not let you go. If you think how often he has helped you in the hour of peril, how frequently he has comforted you with his promises in times of distress and trouble, and if you remember that, like holy oil, he will always supply your lamp, and until life's latest hour, he will always replenish you with his influences, proving himself still your teacher and your guide until you get up yonder, where you shall see your Savior face to face in the blessed presence of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In such great truth, you may well find a vast and indeed an infinite subject for your meditation. But I prefer rather to confine this word him to the person of our adorable Savior. My meditation of him shall be sweet. Ah, if it be possible that the meditation upon one person of the Trinity can excel the meditation upon another, it is meditation upon Jesus Christ. Thou precious Jesus, what can be a sweeter theme for me to think of than thine exalted being? To conceive of thee as the Son of God who fashioned this round world, to think of thee as the God who holds this mighty orb upon his shoulders, thou who art the King of glory before whom angels bow in lowliest homage, and yet to consider thee as likewise bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, to conceive of thee as the Son of Mary, born of a virgin, made flesh like ordinary men, clothed in garments of humanity like mortals of our feeble race, to picture thee in all thy suffering life, to trace thee in all thy passion, to view thee in the agony of Gethsemane, enduring the bloody sweat, the sore amazement, and then to follow thee to the pavement, Gabbatha, and thence up the steep side of Calvary, bearing the cross, braving the shame. When thy soul was made an offering for my sins, when thou didst die the reconciling death amidst horror still to all but God unknown. Verily here is a meditation for my soul that must be sweet forever. I might, like the psalmist, say, my heart is indicting a good matter. The marginal reading is, it boils, it bubbles up. I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Psalm 45, verse 1.